from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
The Eagles were not fined or punished with a draft pick loss for tampering. The Atlanta Falcons, for Kirk Cousins, most notably, but also Darnell Mooney and Charlie Warner, the tight end, fined $250,000. Terry Fontenot, their GM, fined $50,000, and the team forfeited a fifth-round pick. They apparently talked to these guys early, introduced Cousins to PR people, training people. Like, he was a Falcon before he was allowed to be a Falcon. And he talked about it at his press conference and basically told on himself, which is what triggered the investigation. My reaction to this when I saw this story was, you got a $180 million quarterback and you locked that in and it cost you $250,000 and a fifth round pick. Every team in the NFL would do it. And if Dak Prescott actually goes into this year without a contract extension, what the hell is stopping your Pittsburgh Steelers?
Right.
I
agree.
They say they found, because they were investigating two teams. With one team, they didn't find the evidence. With the other team, they did. And so the punishment for it
is a day three pick. I feel the same exact. I feel the same exact way as you. I don't think it curbs behavior whatsoever. I think it actually does the opposite. It encourages it now. If this is the precedent that gets set, it's outrageous to me that Miami swung and missed on Brady and they got docked a harsher punishment and they gave up a bigger pick than Atlanta did for actually executing it and pulling it off and the tampering assisting the big move. Whereas with Miami, it just never came to fruition. But there was a bigger name player involved, and that's probably why the NFL used an iron fist in that situation. My take on this is that tampering in all sports should not exist. There should be no punishment for tampering. Tampering should be legalized. It should be allowed because we know it's happening everywhere. That is the whole point of players having agents. General managers should be allowed to communicate with a player's representation at all times. An hour before kickoff, during the game, when the season ends, it shouldn't matter. I really have never heard a strong argument for why it shouldn't be done that way other than, well, you know, we've always done it this way, or, you know, other teams get mad when their players get talked to by other organizations when, frankly, it's not even the player who's being contacted. It's the guy who is getting paid millions of dollars to be the middleman and be the businessman for the player. So why can't we have this at all times, Danny? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, the argument is they have a contract. That's the argument. I agree with you, though. The thing is, we all know it happens. I just, this feels.
They're not talking to the person who has a contract. They're talking to the agent. They're going over hypotheticals and that type of thing. They obviously can't make a real job offer because the player is under contract.
Yeah, but Kirk Cousins said that he met the training staff and the PR staff and all of that. So they did talk to the player.
But he didn't have a contract in that situation.
Oh, yeah, he's a free agent. Yes.
Right.
Right.
So who cares?
I agree. And by the way, I agree with you, man. We're pro labor, right? Like, we have contracts. I have an agent. It's like, okay, I can't talk to another radio station, but what are you going to do? My agent can. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, it's a very silly thing. And we're striking down non-compete levels or non-compete laws at a federal level. So, yes, I agree with you. It's very silly.
As soon as the season is over, these guys should be allowed to be wined and dined and go and meet with whoever they want. Now, if you're telling me that, like, in season, you want to find someone or dock somebody pay because, say, the Cowboys are in Philadelphia and the Saturday night before a game, there's like a surreptitious meeting where Dak Prescott meets with Howie Roseman. Okay, that I agree with. Like, that is the type of, like, that would be the textbook tampering that I would want something on the books to say, you're under contract, you're playing this team tomorrow, and you're meeting with them the night before to talk about next year's deal. But if the agent wants to do that, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, or, I mean, in an integrity of the game situation in that hypothetical, to like, I know I'm going to sign with you next year, so I'll throw this game and help you out. Or, yeah, you don't want that. But
that's not this, tampering. I mean, that's something completely different. Like, that's,
I'm just saying the act of the conversation. But this, why this one surprised me so much was because it's like, why do it? Why do it? You're saying it's bad. You're saying it's illegal, but you're saying the punishment is.
Yeah, this is not even a slap on the wrist.
It's not. It's a ticket for jaywalking. It's really, really dumb.
AFC West, I want to just ask you this question about the Chiefs. They got their Super Bowl rings. If Danny Parkins won the Super Bowl, how often would he wear the Super Bowl ring? Would it be a special occasion thing? Would it be a once a year thing? Would it be on the anniversary of winning the game? Would you want to flaunt it at all times? Would you want to keep it in a protected area so it couldn't get have any kind of imperfections or anything happen to it? Like, what would be your strategy with something that you earned, but at the same time,
you're
kind of gaudy and
player,
not really
right?
easy
not,
to wear?
You're saying if I was a player, right? Not like a broadcaster or support staff.
Okay. Yes.
I would only at team functions for that team. So if I was Mahomes and I showed up to a Wednesday media session in week 6 next year, it would be completely ridiculous if he was wearing last year's Super Bowl ring. Like, focus on the task at hand. But if you're honoring the 2023 Chiefs, you wear it to that. But these things are so big and so gaudy and so completely over the top that they've ceased being functional. I'm friends with Dave Wannstedt. He comes in.
Congratulations on all your success. Tell him I said hi.
You. Listen, you name drop, and I was talking to this person, so I'm going to do it for once. This guy, you know, Super Bowl rings at the Cowboys, championships at the U, Big East at Pitt. Like, this guy's got
a golf courses, things of that nature.
Yeah, he's got a lot of rings that he can wear. But one of the rings that he wears all the time, it's sensible. It looks like a normal ring that a man would wear. A little bit of gold, one diamond in the middle. It's totally fine. If Travis Kelce wore that Super Bowl ring out for like a dinner with Taylor Swift, it would be completely ridiculous. Like, it's so big and over the top. So I would never wear it unless it was to a team function.
So there was a guy who I believe still works for the Steelers, but in a much reduced capacity now, who got Super Bowl 40 and Super Bowl 43 rings as a member of their website, as a writer for their website. And he would wear these rings to games. He would, so not playoff games or Super Bowls.
Yeah. That's
the Steelers would be playing a week 5 game in Miami. And he would be in the press box with a Super Bowl 40 and Super Bowl 43 ring on. And I found that whole thing to be very laughable. I thought that was ridiculous.
Mark Grody was the fifth inning guy and pre and post for the Cubs radio broadcast, buddy of mine, our Bears reporter now. So he got a ring for the 2016 Cubs. And I was just like, you didn't deserve one.
I agree.
Like it's, they're like, oh, it's so nice that, yeah, it is nice, but it's completely ridiculous. Like you're going to wear a World Series ring for a team you weren't on. That's just crazy to me. And the pre and post guy, I mean, I love Grody. He's a good friend of mine, but I've just made fun of him for it all the time. But in his situation too, as like a single guy, it is a great dating profile picture. Like,
he's also into cats.
He does right? have a cat. Yeah. No, that would not be.
I don't think that the Super Bowl, I don't think that the World Series ring, the first in over 100 years there, for as cool as that looks, and maybe it's an icebreaker, and maybe women for a split second think maybe he's making a lot of money as an executive or an analyst for the Cubs. When they realize he's just a reporter and that he has a house full of cats. The ring ceases.
I will not stand for this Mark Grody slander. He is a great man. He just did not deserve that World Series ring. And I believe it is one cat. But I would flaunt it on the old dating profile if I had such a thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.